Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Matt Wilds.
I'm Flora.
And we are
Life Next Door.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Guys Next Door.
A standing ovation.
Make it clap for.
And you're gonna run the show.
Son,
what that's a big time song.
That is a
yo,
big
we
time song.
Are you yo, we done? Forgot about that
song. Can we start? Can we start?
That was a big song.
It was.
Technically,
no,
we already
yeah, I mean,
that's
it didn't do nothing.
That's a
for
big
me.
Sex song, too.
But you who's put on quite a
show. You yeah. know.
I want to know who's having sex to that record.
Yeah, like, is it that makeup sex? Is that
yeah. Had a status. That's,
if that song comes on, I'm leaving.
Feeling it ain't. But it's over. It's like, damn right, I came. Damn right, it's over. I came.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Fletcher.
He'll be here all night, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back. It is 2021. This is the first episode of 52 weeks of felonious activities and a bunch of things that we probably shouldn't say.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Welcome back. Y'all can stop the threats. You can stop the emails. You can stop the texts.
I feel like I got cursed out a couple times.
Yo.
I've been hiding.
I knew we were kind of a big deal when they started coming through the text messages.
Yeah.
When like our own friends with our numbers
are like.
You get
the text from somebody who never knew listen to the shit. You're like, yo, what?
Yo, I'm like, yo.
Yo, how come
like,
I get an episode?
I'm like.
It's been 13 days and 2 hours and 16 minutes. I'm like, yo, bro,
it's
you
like,
listen?
Yo, relax.
Yo, then there was this one girl. She was so nice. She was like, I gave y'all a break on the Monday episodes, but we definitely should be getting our nosy neighbors. And I was like, you know, you're right. But listen, y'all, we just had to recalibrate. We do a lot of things throughout the year. We needed this time. We needed this downtime.
Yeah, masseuse had to come
reset.
To the crib. Masseuse had to come to the house.
That's it.
Get
you
everybody
know,
right for
get
the
everybody
year.
Right.
Right, right.
You know, Mouse had to get his shoulders right. Rye had to, you know, mm-hmm. he had to get off the beach
you see
for
the shoulders?
A second.
I didn't even want to let him out of the blanket. You see the shoulders.
Rye had to get his tan back
didn't
right.
Let niggas
Rye
see
had
that.
To get
I
his
need,
tan
I need
back,
to get
right?
it back.
You know, and me.
Speaking of which, congratulations to both Mac and Ryan. Y'all hear this episode, it's already happened, but Ryan was just on the cover or the cover story of Essence.
Woo-hoo!
For, you know, being woo-hoo. Part of this three black man conglomerate that made yachts popping into
talk
the moon.
About it.
So congratulations to
blessing
our brother.
Blessing.
And huge congratulations are in order for our brother Mac Wilds as he and our good sis Chris, they jumped the broom officially.
Hey.
We got a married man.
Oh, it was announced? You announced that day?
Yeah, we announced it. Shout out.
Yeah, they put the announcement out today.
Shout out E! News, man.
Oh, wow.
Well,
this you better, is you know, you shout me. Out the other person before you get cursed out. Shout out the other person before you get cursed out, man.
Shout out Savoy, bigger than anything else. Shout out Savoy.
Yeah, you know,
shout out Savoy.
You know.
Shout out Savoy. Shout out Felicia.
Because
shout
I
out Savoy.
Got the call.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have got the call like, bitch.
Niggas
like,
know what time it is. Niggas know what time
I
it is on this
it.
Side. It's family.
It wasn't for me. How does it feel? How does it feel? What does marriage feel like? How does that
marriage,
feel?
Marriage feels like, marriage is like another, like I whatever feelings that you have, like all of the good, the bad, and the ugly that you get from a regular boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, it's like times 10. So
So it gets gooder, badder, uglier. And uglier.
You know, you get wow. You get everything. You get everything times 10. So it makes all of the highs so much higher, and it makes the lows lower. But shout out to therapy, because the lows ain't that low anymore. You heard me.
But look at that right there. We are happy to hear that.
Yeah. The bills listen. High. I'm about to say, hey. Hey, wait!
Not a tax. Hey. His taxes just went down dramatically.
But wait till you see that ring. Yeah.
Oh no, we know. We know what's going on over there.
Big boy. You might have to get your. Might have to get your own house next door now.
Listen, I know. No more. When I was doing my time, I remember.
My time is crazy.
Every time she would piss me off, I'd look at that ring like, I want it back. I really do want it back.
My time is crazy. Like, if you were sentenced, how long was you sentenced for?
I did a nice little off and on. What we did? Nine?
At the big house?
It was a good bid.
Nine at the big house.
Yeah, it was a good bid.
The big white house.
Hit it at the big house. It's crazy. I'm happy to see you home, man. Free my man. My man free.
Free my man to
his back.
Man. You know, he free. My man free now.
Listen, before we start anything, make sure we tell y'all black asses to subscribe, rate, and comment. Y'all know what to do already, okay? Y'all get 2 episodes for the price of none. So what that mean? Y'all need to go to the Patreon, Guys Next Door, Pod, and subscribe, okay? We got content coming this year. We got new content coming. We're going to have some... actually, some fun stuff. I ain't even going to spoil it for you, but we got some stuff coming. And make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at
Guys Next
Door.
And we going back on
Pod.
The road. Fuck that.
Ooh.
I'm going outside.
All right.
I'm saying.
He said it.
This is do-rag rod right,
so
over right
I know
now.
What that means.
Do-rag rod.
We are going
making
back.
Announcements. Fuck that.
With the cape out.
Cape out.
If I don't have the cape out, don't
so
expect
we
will, no
so
announcements.
They
hate it when I got my money do-rag
so we are.
It's my money do-rag. They're going
to
hate me.
So we are prepping to hit the road in a very socially distanced, COVID-safe way, but it is happening. So if you if your city wants to be... Listen, when we say this, understand, if you are a person that makes moves in your city, please don't be a regular attendee hitting us up about your city, because you could do nothing for us. But if you are somebody who is a mover and shaker in your city, venues, whatever case may be, reach out to the email, reach out to one of us in the DMs, and we'll link you with Dev. So we can set that up. We know we're definitely hitting New York. We know we're definitely hitting Atlanta. We know we're definitely hitting DC, LA, obviously. Yeah. So, you know, it's a small tour. The shows will be very COVID friendly, so it won't be a bunch of people, super intimate, super safe. But yeah, we got Next Door 2021. We will be hitting the road. I'm trying to think. Is that it? No. And make sure y'all follow us on God Next Door Pod on all social media platforms with your black asses. And make sure you check in with us where? On Thursdays for your Nosy Neighbor episodes right here wherever you download or listen to
iPods
your podcast.
Too.
Also,
on the iPods.
If you like a letter read on air, send it to guidenextdoor123@gmail.com. Remember, y'all, it's 2021. We've been telling y'all almost 2 years now. If you want your letter read on air, all you have to do is email guidenextdoor123@gmail.com. Put in the subject line your own fake name, or Che is going to read what's in front of her, very Ron Burgundy style. Now, when it comes to the meat of that email, pause. If it is a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is a relationship question, make sure you put a picture of you in the person you're writing about so we can give you advice properly. Because in a 2021, I don't want to give fat advice to a skinny person, and I don't want to give ugly advice to a good-looking person. I got to keep it balanced. Now, are y'all ready to get into the first discussion of the new year as grown-ass men?
Yeah, I like this. I like this.
All right. So I think this one is, we might as well, right? We might as well. I think we have danced around this topic a lot throughout the duration of the podcast. And it's always brought up. We're going to talk about cheating today.
Ooh, really?
We are going to talk about something that black men don't do.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. All right.
Cheating. Because I don't know any black men that's cheating.
Me neither.
Why must we start this?
I might have met
so
some.
Toxic?
Maybe on a diet.
I might have met some
maybe
boys.
A diet.
I might have met some
I
black
some,
boys
some child,
that cheated.
Some children.
Black, yeah, some children. Yeah. But black men don't cheat. Yeah. So let's get into it. I guess the first question I would have for the room is, whose fault is it when cheating happens?
Ooh,
like, is
what?
It always the cheater's fault? I'm just asking.
But you're not These asking. You're not questions. Asking in a male or female way. You're asking. In a
period,
does it? Who does
who's,
it first?
I'm asking. I'm asking if you're in a relationship, if you're in a relationship and you cheat, is it your fault or is it the other person's fault for creating an atmosphere where cheating was a viable option?
Not fulfilling what they were supposed to do as a spouse.
Wow.
Because I think when we think about cheating, we think of it in this very like linear way, this very like straightforward, this person woke up and just wanted to have sex with somebody else or wanted to do something with somebody else. When I don't typically think that's what it is, especially in my experiences with my friends and things of that nature. A lot of times, it's more of an atmosphere that's being set over an amount of time than it is just somebody waking up and being, like, just greedy.
Mm. All right, well, I can start by saying this. I feel like it's the person who initiates the cheating. It's their fault first. I don't go into that, well, you should have treated me right and I wouldn't have cheated, or I don't believe in none of that shit. Just leave. If it gets to that point where it's too bad and you brought up your problems and your points on what you want to fix, then bring them up. And if you don't bring them up, don't go cheat. Just leave the situation.
I can understand that. And I think that's what it's supposed to be, right? Like, that's one of those things, like, you pray that a relationship is that open and honest. You pray that you have a partner that open and honest that could be like, oh, we're just going to... I don't feel right here. I'm going to just back out. But on the real, nigga, a lot of people ain't even having conversations about, like, having open conversation about sex. Like, a lot of times, think about it. Like, a lot of times, before you get the draws, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're about to get into. You don't know what that person likes. So if you can't even have an open and honest conversation about sex, how do you expect to have an open and honest conversation about what's pleasing you, what isn't, you know, about like how you feel in a relationship versus dipping out and going somewhere else. So I would want to say that it's about the other person, the person who's cheating. But I don't think that there's some merit to what Mouse says. You know, I think allowing it falls on both people for the lack of communication necessary to create that atmosphere of just being comfortable enough to be like, yo, something's not right.
Okay, I get that. But to piggyback off you, I feel like it all starts with communication. So let me go back and say that. If you do not have an open communicating relationship, you're never going to know why that other person cheated or is about to cheat or is upset with you if you don't really take the time to really know each other. So I say that's first. Getting to know your partner, actually getting to know your partner, what they like and what they don't like, and going through situations with them throughout the relationship, lets you understand what ticks them off, what they don't like, what you don't like, what you don't like to be around or their friends or whatever it is, so which won't continue the process of building shit to cheat.
Hey, Queen Shay, tell me your thoughts on this, because, you know, I think we're speaking. I don't want to
from a man's perspective.
Yeah, we can only speak from a man's perspective. So what are your thoughts? Like, the first person, whose fault is it when cheating actually happened?
When you first cheated, Shay, was this your fault?
First of all, I've never cheated. Let's start there. I've never cheated. I refuse to even entertain the conversation that it could be the person getting cheated on, their fault. Because at the end of the day, as both of you have said, like, it's down to communication. So if you are unhappy in your relationship, you literally have two options. You
That's
can leave or you can talk about it.
If you only like to eat seafood, don't take yourself to a fucking steakhouse. Like, don't go.
And then be mad that you're at a steakhouse.
OD, like, don't go. You made the decision to go to the steakhouse. You ordered the steak. Don't say just because it was open you had to go. Like, I told you I didn't like steak.
Because at the end of the day, that it really comes down to greed, because you're cheating because you want to keep me or keep me in the dark, but you still want to sample other people.
All right, let's switch your tone. Like, let's switch your tone. You sounding real. You sounding real woman on male. Yeah, you sounding real coming down. Hey. Let's be on one level. Talk like a man too. Like, let's just, like, you're speaking to someone.
Well, I think in this conversation that there's a little bit of there's a little bit of us being obtuse, right? Like, we're thinking of this thing in this, like, vacuum when it doesn't really exist like that, right? So if somebody's cheating, sure, it's the brunt of this go because I like I've said on this podcast multiple times, no one's ever 100% right, no one's ever 100% wrong, right? So yes, the brunt of the blame will go on the person that made that decision, right? The person who said, "All right, I'm cheating," that goes on you, the brunt of it, right? That does not alleviate any blame from the party who made cheating a viable option, right? It's all about that atmosphere. You set an atmosphere where I couldn't continue to come to you with my problems. Or maybe you set up the situation where I want to be away from you, but I didn't want to not be with you, right? And we tend to forget about that, right? Like, feelings don't exist in this vacuum of either or. Well, with some people. With me, it's pretty black and white. But with some people, I acknowledge that there's a lot of gray, especially in matters of the heart. There's a lot of gray area, right? So just because I'm not fucking with you today or for this week or for these next 2 weeks don't mean I want to give up this relationship. This relationship still does something for me. This relationship still somewhat fulfills me. It's just there are things that you are doing or that is not or that you are not doing that makes cheating a viable option.
Now, okay, when you say, when you say a viable option, what other means that means you have other options as well. And
absolutely. Options, you know, indicates that there are other things to pick from. It's just, you know, we're humans. So humans are going to typically go for the option that is self-serving. Yeah,
pleasure. True indeed. True indeed.
But on that same tip, what you're really doing is you're taking away my ability to choose. Because had you just come to me and been like, look, I kind of, because you're basically asking for an open relationship without asking. You want it to be open on your end, but you want me to just sit here and play housewife. So why not?
No, I want you to get your shit together.
I'm about to say, I don't think it's just like Mal said, I don't think it goes as deep on either side, male or female, where it's like, listen, I want you to just sit here and be while I go out and run the streets. It's literally as simple as, yo, I don't feel happy here, or there's something that's not fulfilling me here because of a lack of communication, something that you're not doing right, something that I constantly see that you're doing, like whatever the case may be. So there's something else that is fulfilling that thing that you're not fulfilling. It's something that's making me feel better about what you're not doing.
Sometimes a man wants to feel like a man, right? Mm-hmm. And what that means is sometimes we want to be reassured in our position in your life just as much as you want to be assured in your position in our life. But because society and you know, we're talking about women, because society and women have this warped outlook on men as if we're anything other than human, sometimes that gets overlooked, right? The same way a man can't say, yo, you know I love you. Like, why I gotta say it? It's the same thing. We got to be assured. We got to know you there. We got to know you in our back, in our corner. We got to know that. And a lot of times y'all think just because y'all don't cheat or just because you cook or just because you tolerate us, I hit something. Because a lot of times men don't feel love. We feel affectionately tolerated.
Affectionately tolerated?
So if you really think about that.
Damn, son.
If you start to think, yeah, I came in 2021 swinging. Stop playing with me. Get my book. Fuck wrong with niggas. I'm fire out here. Niggas gonna stop playing with me out here. I heard last year a lot of niggas taking my shit and running to their platforms with it. We here.
Okay, Mouse Jones.
But a lot of times niggas really do feel affectionately tolerated. There's three men here, and I'm pretty sure all three of us can attest to at one point in time being with someone who we could obviously, who we felt affectionately tolerated
200%.
By. What that mean? I mean, okay, you'll have sex with us. That means you'll suck our dick. That means, you know, you might come outside with me. But I don't feel that love. I don't feel that when I walk through the door, I don't feel that. He's home.
Yeah, nah, ooh.
And I get it. Like New Edition said, sunny days.
Oh, go ahead, Mouse.
Everybody loved it. Tell me, baby, can you stand the rain?
Can you stand the rain? You
know? Can I be devil's?
And sometimes women can't stand the rain. Or whoever you're in a relationship with can't stand the rain.
Can I be devil's advocate on this?
Oh, shit. Go ahead, be the white man.
It's definitely not white. They there's no Miracle Whip on my cape. But but what I will say is, can men be sometime to blame for this because we're not vulnerable? We're not affectionate enough in our words and what we are able to say to our woman. So I won't say, like I said, you're absolutely right with you just said. But on the other hand, a lot of men don't even know how to talk to their friends, let alone their woman.
Well, it's funny you bring that up, right? Because I agree, 1,000,000,000%. I agree with you. Obviously, I was just talking from a man's
absolutely. That's why I don't want to feel like I'm putting it on a male or a female.
In regards to what you said, that's 1,000% right. And you know, and that's where I blame men even more. Because like we've discussed on this podcast, we just didn't go deep. Men settle a lot. And most times men settle because they don't know who they are. Hmm. So how can you actively be looking for a relationship and love and you don't know
facts.
Who you
I say
are?
That all the time.
You don't have any knowledge yourself. So now what happens when you settle, when you're settling and you don't know who yourself is, you're settling for the bottom denominator. You're settling for the thing that sits at the bottom of the floor instead of looking for that thing that floats to the middle, right? So now you're like, damn, a woman that could cook like my mom. All right, found her. Now she look good. I'm a keeper. But you don't think about does this woman edify you? Does this woman uplift you? Do you feel like you're the best version of yourself with this woman? Does she can you be vulnerable? Do you feel safe with her? Right? We like to talk about being tough and shit, but the only way you could be tough is if you feel safe. And the only way you could be able to be safe is if you feel vulnerable, if you're strong enough to be vulnerable around that woman. So when you don't do these things, when you're not checking this off and you don't know yourself, you're going to get with what speaks to the bottom denominator, which is, oh, she look good. She can put an outfit together. She keep her hair done. Then you in a relationship with this woman, and what happens? You start to figure out who you are. And then when you start to figure out who you are, you start to see that she don't check none of this list. But because we're men, and I know it's going to shake some women when I say this, because we're men, we're inherently loyal. So we don't want to run out on home. No man wants to be the guy that runs out on home. But what do we start doing? We start talking to a few more bitches, or we start letting bitches talk to us.
We start trying to see
if shit still works.
I'm not getting fully fulfilled here. I need to feel like a man. Exactly. I gotta go feel like a man.
Let me see if it's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But is that so? Could we say that the road to cheating really starts from the road on not really know how to date?
Let's talk about it. Let's have the discussion. Because, you know, it could be, but it couldn't be.
Ryan.
Yeah, we here today. Because
I feel like that's really like, we don't know how to date. And not saying us in this group, but like.
No.
One mic.
As people. Yo, you got me so tight. I'm like, yo, nigga sent me downstairs.
Yo, send that nigga to the gulag. That nigga make it too much sense to the gulag.
But for me, it's like. Do we always get mad about cheating, as you should. And you should know there's steps, there's signs on when a person's going to cheat or what you're doing so that person cheats on you or you cheat, whatever it is. But if we really knew how to date, if there was really like a step-by-step how to date a male, how to date a woman, whatever it is, I feel like there would be less cheating. I feel like we just don't know how to date. We look for the best thing on Instagram. Oh, she got the fatty. Oh, she look good. Damn, I want to date her. Oh, she do this to herself. She do that to herself. Damn, but you don't even know her.
Yo, the craziest shit is that man, just experience. So, you know what? Speaking about experience, I have a question for each one of you guys. If you can tell.
Yeah, that nigga married for real. You see, he keep looking over his shoulder.
I know. if you guys could talk to, because I know for me, I didn't really learn how to start really dating until maybe like.
Your life was different.
29,
but right? your dating life is a total different world.
Oh yeah, it's a whole different world.
That's another question I have after you ask your question. But it's going to say your life.
I was going to say for all of you guys, Shay included, if you could speak to your 18-year-old self who was trying to date or thought about dating,
shit.
What would you tell them about dating?
Keep your dick in your pants and just get this bread.
I would have told me to date more. I would have told me to
actually,
date more.
I can piggyback off that.
Because I didn't date. Like, I didn't have no girl. Yeah, I got to remember, I didn't have a girlfriend until I was 22 years old. And I married her. Like, that was my first girl. Like, if I was 18, I was not open to dating. I wasn't open to experiencing heartbreak. I do feel that if maybe I did, maybe, you know, my marriage wouldn't, you know, because I put so much into it because it was the first of everything. But unfairly to her or to anybody in that scenario, like, you can't put all that on me. That's you feel me? Like, nigga, you wasn't out. Like, I didn't have no 14-year-old first heartbreak. I didn't have no 15-year-old heartbreak. Nigga, I was out doing dumb shit and fucking other people's girlfriend on the basketball team. Like, so if I was 18, I would say date more. Like, try and settle down. Try and get to know somebody on that level. Because maybe you wouldn't be so guarded and maybe you would have been able to let somebody else in when that time came.
I feel like I would have been more, I I'll piggyback.
I also need to tell myself that now, so maybe I'm just a fucking individual.
I'll piggyback off of Mouse and be like, I think we both need to be more serial daters. Like, I had like two relationships till I was like 24. Like, from high school to college, I was in like two relationships for the whole time. And for me, it was like, I didn't give a lot of people chances. I hopped to the first thing, smoking. Like, I end up being in a relationship with a girl who just got out of a relationship, and then it started on a bumpy road or shit like that. And it was just like, I didn't really get to take the time to know myself. And at 18, you think you know yourself, and you really don't. So it's really hard to talk to a nigga that age anyway, because our 18-year-old self probably wouldn't even listen to us, and we probably end up doing the same shit.
That's a fact.
But when it comes to that shit, I feel like, I mean, it's a live and learn type situation when it comes to relationships. Some people live good relationships and some people have horrible shits. True. And it can change and it could not change.
I think the scary thing about that is when you don't do that at 18, it's going to hurt. But you don't really have, you're not really equipped with all the tools and the emotional intelligence for it to hurt as bad as it should. So it's going to hurt, but really, it's going to be a learning lesson.
What is it hurting? Like what is it really hurting, L's,
yo, son, when I'm taking L's at, like, 28, this shit is feeling
the world is ending.
It was like, nah, bro, what's happening?
But you got more to lose,
like,
and more to think about now. Like, you have kids. Exactly. You have a job. And you have bills. It's like, yo.
It puts you in a predicament,
because being single
right?
is expensive as shit.
Talk about it.
Like, when the world is open, being single is not cheap. So, and I'm not saying having a girlfriend is cheap, because
calm $500
because it's not cheap being in a relationship either. But at least I know where I'm spending that money, who it's going to, and
yo, can we talk
one out of 10 times you might get a gift back.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Knowing where your money is going is so important. And I think that's why I've never been that type of nigga to just throw money. Like, you know, I've paid for meals before or something like that. Like,
it's hard for us. Yo, it's hard for us, Mouse. Me and you, it is difficult for us to spend our bread on something that we really don't know where it's going.
It's so difficult for me.
I'm buying you a bag and you could be on a date with the next nigga with this bag. Like, what's going on?
But with my girl, I'll throw the brick of bread.
I'll throw the last loaf. At you.
My very last. I've been in a predicament, gave my last and never thought about it. I'll be single and up a bill and be like, $20.
I also realized? The older we get, and then we're in these situations that we could do these small things for people, like send flowers and the little things that we didn't do. I know I didn't do that shit at 18, 19, 20. I didn't do that shit at 25, 26. Feel what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm seeing the shit that I'm older. I'm like, yo, you said flowers. It's a little, that shit means something. So the little things that we could have did as cheap 18-year-olds that we never learned to, we learn later in life, which then wants us to be in a relationship. Like, when we were younger, relationship was just like the pen and paper shit. Like, will you be my girlfriend? It's like, yo, that's my girl. You didn't have to do
that. So let me ask you that. How does it go from that to I'm a fuck this other bitch or I'm a see what this other bitch talking about? I think that's the part where, like, I've always wanted to do a documentary on that. Like, where does the honeymoon phase in that moment where the butterflies exist and all that, how does that turn into I want this?
We just kind of low key we broke it down a little bit. Like, there's one dynamic
we didn't break down.
What
when it comes to when it comes to financials? I feel like when you're under the age of 18 and you don't have a job, And the only way you go into the movies with your girlfriend or going to get a little bite to eat is through your parents. Not for the average. Mm-hmm. Not your hood, not your...
Yeah.
Take it... You know, these young kids, if you happen to stumble upon this fucking podcast, which I want you to, but I don't. But if you happen to stumble upon this shit and you listen to this, whoever is giving you money for these dates, use that shit wisely. And I don't feel like we ever... Once we got older and it started coming out of our pockets, we started thinking differently about dating.
Oh,
I feel like if we learned how to date through a parent using their money and understanding the value of a dollar when it comes to that person, I feel like our dating lives as an adult would be way easier.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a question. When was...
Got a question for you.
For everybody, including Che, even though she says she hasn't done it. When was the first time that you've ever cheated?
So I've never cheated, but I've definitely allowed
played a part in the fuckery.
Mm-hmm. Like I've never cheated. So in my marriage, it was, you know, we got to a point where I'm like, yo, damn, like you don't even be talking to me like I'm your nigga. Like you be talking to me like I'm some
regular nigga.
You
outside.
Ain't got it.
Poop ass.
Like
nigga.
You ain't like, got I'm it no nigga. More.
Like, you talking to me like I'm not the nigga that do everything, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, you know, it definitely would be women because this type of attention from women isn't new. So this will always be. So, like, if I'm out somewhere, I'd be like, oh, where are you? You fucking with me? Oh, okay. And, you know, you kind of let women
let it go. You let speak about to say, you little, let it go further yeah. than you usually would.
Exactly. You let them speak a little more freely than you would if you and Shorty was in a good spot. So yeah, I think, you know, that was a couple years in for us. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just because, I don't know, maybe because I just said I would never cheat. So like, I got to stick yeah. to it. Maybe because I'm like super like prideful. So I was like, yeah, I ain't never fucking no bitch though. And I could always say that. I could always be like, whatever you told me, I ain't never fucked nobody. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, but yeah, I think that was definitely something I allowed to happen. So I don't know if people consider that cheating. I know everybody got their own definition.
You know, everybody got their own definition. So, yeah. But that is, you know. Yeah. Rod, what about you?
I did.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Che. Queen Che, I want to hear this.
Please.
I want to hear this.
Look, you heard Che try to get real Clubhouse. Oh, not y'all cutting off the black mm-hmm. woman.
Shut up. I did something similar to Mouse.
Okay.
Where it was, we hadn't discuss being exclusive or anything like that, but like we got into a huge ass fight and Mans didn't speak to me for like 2 weeks. Okay, I'm in college. It's very easy to get attention.
It's a fuck-a-thon in college. Ooh, that's why.
So I started entertaining another nigga who was giving me the attention I wanted, and then eventually in the midst of that we reconciled. And I just never told him.
So then you had two niggas.
No, I didn't have two. I literally dropped the other one because I got the one I wanted back.
Damn.
And like never said.
But in that 2 weeks, was it Backshot Mania on the quad?
Backshot Mania on the quad?
On the quad?
Not Backshot Mania, but like, yes, we did have sex once.
It was Backshot Intervals.
It was intramural Backshots.
Yeah, it wasn't Mania, but it was definitely Backshot.
It definitely has some games in the run.
But son. In that case, we weren't.
Son. Yo, that was some pro-am. It was some pro-am Backshot.
We weren't technically together, so it's like, do I really have to?
But what is not technically
my
together?
My man said it was G League Backshots. That's crazy.
That ass. She went to the G League while her superstar got his mind right.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I was not his girlfriend.
Okay, but were you with him 5 days a week, six nights a week? Like, what was this situation? College is very tricky because have so much space and time to do this and do that. But at the end of the day, we all know what goes down.
Like, I seen whole marriages that weren't marriages.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how serious this we weren't together was.
This is how you decide. This is how you decide if somebody's together or not. Would homeboy be mad if he found out?
Yes.
Oh, he did find out, and it was.
Y'all was together.
So y'all was together.
Especially at the tender age of 19, 20, you know.
Oh yeah.
You
yeah,
know
yeah,
you dealing together. With something like that. I'm feeling you. Y'all don't even have to exchange those words. Just like it's a given. Don't be.
Don't nobody love you more than a broke 19 year old just full of
meal swipes
and meal swipes.
meal swipe. That's all he had.
I was 21. He was 2-3 years older than me.
So he was still in, he was old
24.
As shit.
24. I think it was like 24, 25.
So you was fucking Shaza.
Right. He was fucking what's his name? Van Wilder.
Yo, stop it.
Fucking Shaza from fucking different world.
We had only been dating for like maybe 4 months at the time. So
you were dating.
4 months is
So you were dating.
I call it dating now.
So
like,
back then, if you could tell yourself this, your 18-year-old self this, let me tell you this. If you could say, please, young Shay, don't look at this opportunity as he's not doing enough. We are together. What would you tell?
Yes,
what would you
I
tell?
Would.
You would tell that girl that, like, yo, we're together, girl.
I would.
Let's not
fuck this
up. I would
tell younger me, like, yes, I would.
That is your nigga. Mm. Don't go fuck this shit up. There you
Damn,
go.
Damn, son. Damn, son.
That's the young. For me, first time I cheated, I got cheated on, and then after that, I just ran a wreck for just throughout life.
Same story.
Like it was, and it happened to me twice. It happened to me in both my long. Like all, both my real relationships, so yeah. Kind of fucked me up. But it was never me like doing something first. It was me finding out, and then me just being like, I could have been. I feel like if I could tell my younger self something, it'd have been like, yo, just get out of that relationship and move mm-hmm. on. Because me, I don't give up on that shit. Even though I had a conversation with like my older cousin, and he told me like at the time I found out, and she messed with her ex, and it was just like a kiss that I found out, but I didn't believe it. And then I found out, and I was like, yo, I'm out of this relationship. And my cousin was like, yo, I've been with my girl for 6 years, and I know the shit I've done that she doesn't know, but I found out she cheated and she had sex with somebody. And I decided to give her a chance. And I mean, they still married. I mean, they still together to this day with kids and all that. Oh. But at that point, I was just like, you know what? It was just a kiss. I should give her a chance. Instead of me backing out of the relationship and be like, you know what? Get your head together before you do this. Because what ended up happening was I just ended up wilding out. Like,
I was about
you
to say,
she,
yeah,
she told me.
It was that one moment where the atmosphere, it was a created atmosphere of, all right, cool, you do what the fuck you want.
And facts. Just and she told me, she was like, yo, I know you're going back to New York for the summer because I was living out here. She was like, I know you're going back home. We should just have our space. And when we come back, we figure it out. I'm like, nah.
Oh, wow.
We still together? I'm like, nah, we still together. Like, she was mature about the situation. Too mature for me. And I was like, nah, we together. I'm going to go home. Everything going to be good. I love you, girl. And I got
said,
to New
I
York
love you, girl.
And went crazy. You feel me? And I didn't go tell her. But in my mind, it's like, yo, you foul. But at the same time, it's like, she did this to you. Like, you was a good-ass nigga. She fucked it up. And then from then on, like, for my next relationship, it was kind of like a run-on. And I didn't have any time in between relationships. And then I went right into that. And then it was all my shit was long distance growing up for the most part. So it was like, you know, shit going on. Us niggas can't even play one video game all day. You feel what I'm saying? Like, who's not going to want to fuck with somebody when they're not with that person? Especially when you don't have the bread. When Facts. You're young in a long distance relationship, it's hard as shit. Because you don't have the money to hop on a plane.
Yeah,
I have a question. I don't know if you guys remember the. It wasn't a screenshot, but it was something I had put in the group chat, and it was a statement that somebody said to me that they rather be cheated on as an exit to a relationship than to be broken up with.
Because, Oh yeah.
Because being cheated on means, you know, that's their problem.
That you fucked up, and if you tell
that
me
you
that
you fucked up, I'm good. But that's if they just randomly break up with you, you have to address the fact that clearly
that you're garbage.
You
yeah.
That led this person not led this person to not want to be with you. And I thought it was the funniest take I have ever heard.
I can understand it. Don't nobody want to ever hear like nobody. We as humans and maybe as Black humans, especially, we have a huge problem with rejection. Like, you not about to tell us after all, we done put all this work in, we done made sure we look good. Like, you not about to tell us we not enough.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we hear we not enough daily. The motherfucker we love is not about to tell us you not enough. So I could understand somebody wanting to be broken up with, I mean, wanting to be cheated on to get out of a relationship instead of being broken up with, because essentially.
It's not your fault.
If you tell me, if you cheat on me, I never ever have to acknowledge my shortcomings in this relationship.
That is a fact. And I think that's how I lived with it. It was like, yo,
and that's
she cheated
how, I think
on
that's
me.
How a lot of,
she
oh,
cheated
ahead,
on me. I cheated on her.
And I don't feel bad about it because you started this shit. So when it's all said and done, it's like, yeah, I did this and I did that. But you really started this fucking train wreck of incidents. And that's how, for me, it was like, yo, it's not your fault. In actuality, I could be like, yo, it's your fault too because you continued this pattern and you did this. And you could have just left the relationship. But instead, you stayed in that toxic shit, being the toxic nigga you are. And you knew you would cheat on her just because she cheated on you. So instead of leaving the shit, you just kept it going. And I feel like those are things that I would change. I would have just left. Like, there's no point in just dragging on some shit you know that ain't going to work. Like, you know, like in my mind, I knew I wasn't going to be with that girl after she cheated on me. But I let it happen and I kept it going and it happened again and I kept it. And it's like, nah, it ain't going to work. You just getting violated.
So let me ask y'all this. Is it true what they say? Once a cheater, always a cheater? No.
Nah.
You think somebody...
I feel like people...
You think somebody change. Can...
Like I said, when I...
No, I'm talking about in the same relationship.
Depending on... I feel like depending on how long you've been together, depending on your age. Mm-hmm. If you're young and the cheating starts early, I don't think it's ever going to end. In my mind. I feel like the younger you are, the more naive prone. You are to some things.
The more prone you are to.
Yeah.
I would say no to a certain extent. I think the greatest teacher in the world is loss. I feel like unless there's something drastic that you lose in that relationship, whatever the case is, until you lose, you'll never realize the lesson in this. You'll never change. Like, the only way that you'll be able to change is if something drastic happens, which is sometimes a breakup, which is sometimes like a whatever, you know, whatever the case is. But I think if you stay in the same relationship, if everything is kind of forgiven, and Mouse, you spoke about this before, it's more of a, all right, I got caught. I got to do whatever I got to do to kind of not get caught versus feeling like this person actually changed. You adapt. You right. change.
There you go. Men are some of the greatest adapters in the populace, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if a man cheats and he's forgiven, he's just going to adapt. He's just going to move around to not get caught again. Like Max said, the greatest way to learn lessons is through loss. So I believe that once a cheater is always a cheater if they stay in that relationship. Because, you know, if they get caught, that is the one thing. If they get caught, I do believe a man or woman can stop cheating on their own and never cheat again.
I'm about to say,
because that's self-taught. Yeah. You're doing it only for yourself. So okay, I cheated, but I don't want to hurt this person. I learned my lesson, whatever I'm gonna do, I'm gonna make sure I put my effort here. It's when they get caught and you're forgiven, you now see,
I can play here.
There's a way around.
I can play here.
I can see. I now see where the line is. I just got to not go to the line. So I think that. I also have an issue with people who admit to cheating and, you know, plan on stopping. I have a problem with that because I think it's very selfish. I think it's very selfish, right? Like, if you're cheating and nobody knows, you're covering your tracks and you just have this overwhelming guilt, you got to sit with that. Because that is a byproduct of your action. You got to sit with that guilt. You don't do anything but relieve. You're trying to relieve yourself of guilt. So now you tell this person that's been happy. They're happy. They love life. They love this relationship. Hey, listen, I just, you know, it's been eating me up inside. I got to let you know I cheated. Why the fuck would you do that to somebody?
Mac, did I not just have this discussion with you before?
No, we definitely just did. Yeah.
Like, to me, that's so, like, you're such a selfish person to, like, tell somebody you cheated on them. Like, yo, that's your guilt. You got to deal with that. There's a lot of shit in the world that I did that nobody know, and I got to take that to the grave. It might eat at me, whatever the case may be, but that's my cross to bear.
So here's a quick story time to put this in like real life perspective.
Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. We got a story time.
First story time of 2021. If y'all want to hear Chase story time, make sure you guys head over to where?
Patreon.
It will be underneath the story time. Make sure you're not a Hakeem. Make sure you're not a Kimmy Gibbler. Put some snaps on a Petro. Here's some story time. So now, the first story time of 2021, Che, give it to us.
Okay, so my parents got a divorce when I was in the fourth grade, I believe. So like 2001 and, no, 2003. So they divorced. There was one day where my mom literally, like, I remember their last fight, everything. Cool. So I want to say sometime in high school, had to be like my sophomore year.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You have a problem, fix it. Be a grown-ass man. Deal with your problem.
Leave me alone.
Anyway, that was story time, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you. If you wanted to hear the story time, make sure that you guys go on patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. And Che got a juicy one for us.
Che, thank you for that. That was a good story time to kick off 2021. That was good story time. I was worried. You know, sometimes women say, I got a story. That one's stupid.
It fits.
So I do have these. I want to make sure we hit these last 2 points before we transition into the listener letter. So last on the specific part of cheating, I always hear it. I always hear these conversations, even more now that that app is popping. It's always trying to equate men cheating to women cheating, which, just for the record, it will never be on the same. But why, as men, why is it hard? Why is it harder to accept a woman cheating and take her back?
Ego, probably. I think I think ego is a big part of it, and not in a I'm a man whatever way. I think ego, meaning kind of just what we were speaking about earlier, right? Your woman cheating on you, whether she breaks up with you first or not, it is a realization of something that you are lacking in as a man.
Mm-hmm.
You start to do the thing that, you know, women, of course, do. And not just women, just anybody does. You start to kind of question yourself, like, am I not strong enough? Do I not protect her enough? Do I not have enough bread? Am I not dicking her down well enough? Like, what is it about me that is not, not adequate enough? And the thing, I think, because men are a lot of times, we're taught to be kind of caught up in our own worlds. We don't always go down that rabbit hole. Whereas women are more of an expert at going down the rabbit hole and getting themselves out. Men don't know how to get themselves out of that rabbit hole. Like, niggas will fall down that hole and
it's all
be like,
niggas start hitting Google, it's a wrap.
It turns into a I have to make myself feel like a man again. And they start doing real dumb manish shit. Whereas a woman can, because a woman knows how to deal with herself a lot better.
They're more strategical.
Yeah. A woman could be like, a nigga's going to be a nigga, or she can try to figure out what it is in her that is, you know,
Once a woman finds a solution and an answer to her question, she got the answer. Yeah. Like, all right, cool. This is what it was. This is how it happened. This is what won't happen again. Boom. I did this wrong. He did this wrong. Boom. Niggas will be like, that's why she did it. And they'll know why she did it. And then we'll be like, nah, I couldn't have been that. And it's like, yo, we got the answer. This is what it is. Don't try to steer away from the shit and you know what you did wrong. Like,
ooh, don't let a lady tell you too. Don't let a lady be on some
our way out of our lies. Absolutely. A nigga would be like, yo, I know I did her foul. And then your mans would be like, well, it wasn't that foul. You right, was, nigga. Like,
you ain't too bad.
You right, nigga. Right, meanwhile, right. This nigga ain't been in a relationship in 6 years. He cheats on everything, including his diets. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga said cheats on everything, including
his diet. But a nigga gonna listen. I mean, women are at fault for that too, because they listen to that homegirl with no man. True. But a woman will honestly, they hear him, be like, and when they leave, they'll be like, that bitch dumb. That's why that bitch don't got no nigga. A nigga would be like, my man Mac was right. My nigga been single for 10 years, but my man was like, hey, I ain't really go that far. And we'll run with that dumb shit. And it's like, it don't work, bro. Stop. That's why you single. That's why he's single. That's why your crew single.
Yeah, man. That's why I'm single. Tricky. Shit. This shit is tricky.
Now, Ryan, you've discussed, you know, being cheated on. Like to what Mac said, did you feel all of those things?
My shit was a little different because it was long distance and I couldn't be next to that person all the time. The second time around, the first cheat was like, I really didn't do nothing. It was just her, just a woman being that person. Like, it didn't matter. Even though it was in a situation where it was like, there were shots fired, no pun intended. It was a shootout and she happened to be next to her ex and he consoled her and all that dumb shit. That shit didn't matter to me. The second time around, when I got cheated on, it was like, long distance, we're older. I'm in college, I know what the fuck going on. She had a whole nother college, HBCU at that. So it's like, I already, in my mind, I be trying to tell my mind, like, she ain't doing nothing wrong, but it's like, there's only much of this bad thinking I could do before I actually catch it. Yep. And then when I caught it, it was just like, what can you do from here? There's nothing you could do besides arguments and how could you and all this. And then when she hangs up the phone, she probably gonna go back to the nigga who's. So in those situations, exactly. In those situations, I couldn't really, like, I was mad and we get in arguments, but then after the argument, I feel even worse. Like, it'd be like, damn, I got her tight.
Messing with your head.
Word. It's like, I got her tight. She just going to go sleep with that nigga. Or it's like, I got her mad happy. Like, she's so happy with me. Maybe she won't sleep with that nigga today.
Maybe she'll celebrate.
Like, either way you put it, in a long-distance relationship where both parties don't have the money to travel, it's difficult. So my situations were wild.
That's my biggest worry. That's my biggest thing about any type of long distance. I'm always thinking about, nah, bitch, you gonna cheat. But then again, I'm weird, right? Because I be feeling like, to my knowledge, I've never been cheated on. But I also be feeling like I got cheated on when I'm not in a relationship. So, like, that's my weirdness. Like, bitches who I'm not with, like, we in a, like, bitch, you cheated on me? Like, you knew I liked you. Why would you do that? Like,
I think it's stupid.
Like, I'm weird, son, and I really will feel a way. Like, there's mad women I ghosted, stopped talking to, like, and I would be hurt for, like, 2 days because, like, why would you do that?
You knew I liked you.
I liked you.
And that's why I tell, yo, I start off every date. Like, if I fuck with you, but I think there's a certain way, like, shape that it's like, you might try to think in the next couple months, like, yo, maybe we should just be, nah, let me tell you from day one, son, I fuck with you. I like you. And in 3 weeks, you try to friend zone me. I told you I liked you. Tell me now it's over. Tell me it's a wrap.
Yo, if I like you, I've been in a situation where a woman tried to hit me with the, but you not my man.
That hurts.
I almost flipped the car.
That happened to one of my niggas before.
I almost flipped the car.
That happened to my son before. Shorty, he was like, yo, whose foot is that? In the you on vacation, but you said you was with the girls. Whose foot is that? She said, you're not my man. She said, you're not my man, and you have no authority to ask me who I'm with on this trip.
Son,
mind you, she was just sleeping with the nigga.
Mic,
you know who it is, too. You know who it is.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I know.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I almost wanted to cry for my mans because my mans was hurt. I know he was hurt because I saw it in that he had that Denzel Washington tear. I knew it was about to fall. The one, just the one. He had to leave my house before it fell, but I knew it was coming.
You hit me with that. Are you my man? I showed up. I said, "Bitch, yes." Are you dumb?
She hit him with the. You have no right. You have no right to ask who I'm with. That's none of your business,
son. That's a woman who
I was just blazing saddle in your ass yesterday.
Blazing saddles.
You really just hurt.
Yo, what you mean? It doesn't matter who I'm with. There's a big ass size 15 foot in that pic. What you want me to do? I'm tight.
Yeah, it's starting to hurt. Let's move on.
It hurts. Cheating hurts, man.
Y'all want to hit that? Y'all want to answer? Y'all want to have that second discussion, or you want to move right into
I think I need to move on.
I gotta go. Yeah, we
gotta. I gotta move on because.
All right, so
it hurts.
It hurts.
That hurt bad.
It was yo. That hurt. Yo, Rod, just talking yo, about Rod, this hurt. That shit was a big ass foot though. That shit was a.
It was a big ass foot. Shit was a size. So size 17, B Nard.
So how do we? So how do we put a button on this? What do we want our listeners walking away?
Communicate
from this conversation.
Date actually yeah. Date. Like don't. Like, if you like that person, don't front. Like, it's 2021. Like, niggas, tomorrow not promised. Don't act like you got all these options when you don't. And I've been a true advocate of not acting like I had options, but acting like shit don't matter. And sometimes shit do matter. Like, if you, like, when I talk to my nigga, we say this all the time. If there's a girl and I'm like, yo, Mouse, who's this girl? And it's a girl that you like, tell me you like her. Like, we always go down this, like, this rabbit hole. It's like, if niggas were more vulnerable with their feelings and just were more upfront about how they felt about women, there would be less shootings in the world.
That's a fact.
I'll say this as a button, man.
So
what I'm saying is niggas that die for less and kill for less. So
I will.
Why not be real about emotions? If I be like, yo, Mouse, Matt, I like her.
Probably doesn't even know me. I'm yeah.
Doesn't even know me. But it's like.
But I told you. I told you what.
But if I'm like, yo, Mac, Mouse. I like this girl. I'm really feeling her. And one of y'all go try to talk to her. It's like, yo, I told you, my nigga. Now I really don't fuck with you. But if if I'm the nigga who's just like, yo, it ain't shit. Like, do what you do. If you get her, you get her. And niggas gonna get her. Now you tight at me. It's like, you should have told me how you felt. So that's like one of the first.
That's literally how me and Rod relationship got as tight as it is now. Like, that was a situation just like that. I was like, yo.
But I really didn't care.
He was like. Right. But even then, I'm just like, yeah, as a nigga like, yo, like, nah, this is my man. We building a rapport. We building a brotherhood.
How do I want to go down that road? Does he really feel that way? Do I know him well enough to know that he's lying? Even though I wasn't lying, but who knows? At that time, we were just getting cool. I could have been one of them sucking niggas who'd be like, nah, it's good. And then you fucked it. Now I'm tight. Now we fighting on episode 3 of the pod. See what I'm saying? So,
Like I said, I think the biggest thing that I want everybody to take away from this is, you know, cheating is a collective sport. Cheating is not just one person doing something. It is not equal parts, but it is both parties definitely take brunt in the game of cheating. I will also say that communication is key, and that you know when it sounds cliche, but it is literally the foundation of every fucking relationship. If you guys communicate, the majority of your problems will dissipate. I promise you.
I just want to say, I think everybody needs to take ample responsibility when cheating takes place. I think everybody should take ample, like, you don't want to live in fear, but you also don't want to be caught off guard. So, you know, if you're doing these things, you know, I just want everybody, I want everybody to think, like, you're not perfect just because you didn't cheat, and you're not a good partner just because you didn't cheat. So just if you make sure that you're doing those other things, just take care of that, right? Like, just, you know, make sure you're uplifting the person, being there. Make sure you know who yourself, people. Make sure you have knowledge yourself, so you don't wake up in 5 years and realize that you're settling and that your life has been a lie. Because there are people attached, and I know it sounds weird coming from me, but there are people attached to the other side of our emotions. So just let's be a little bit cognizant of that when moving through life. Yep, now that that pussy shit's out the way. Shay, we have a listener letter?
We sure do. I almost pulled an audible and switched up, but I think I'm just going to stick with the one for the pictures I already put in the chat.
You sure? Like, are you sure you don't want to pull an audible
if you
want?
The other one is going to be a very lengthy segment.
Oh, yeah, audible.
No, it's going to be a lengthy segment. That's going to start an argument. So stay this on path. One is a little bit more straightforward. Okay, so.
Well, guys, if y'all want to send a letter and have Che read it and not pull an audible and help us out, then you can send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put your own fake name in the subject line or Che's going to read what's in front of her. Also, if it is a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is a relationship question, make sure you put a picture of yourself in your beau or suitor or boo or person that's not really thinking about you. Make sure you put a picture of them in the message, so that way we can ensure that we're giving good looking people good looking advice, never giving skinny people fat advice. Let's get into it, Che.
All right, so the subject line in this one is, her name is Jada. Boyfriend starts petty
arguments.
Hey,
arguments. Jada.
What should I do? So.
So what? Say that again.
She said her boyfriend starts petty arguments. What should she do? So here's the full story.
You got a little dick.
She's like, so
get a girlfriend.
I wanted advice on a reoccurring situation between me and my boyfriend.
Got a little
background on us. My boyfriend and I have only been dating for a few months, but we sort of had this instant connection when we first met. We are both registered nurses. I'm 28. He's 29. We have similar upbringings. We have a lot of the same views when it comes to life. And I feel like we're both generally, want to see the other person succeed. However, there are a few things that have recently come up that is causing me to question things between us. For starters, he is extremely argumentative and seems to intentionally start arguments almost once a week now. The first few times I fell into his trap and the arguments got pretty heated until I eventually gave up and let him win. I started picking up on what he was doing, and because I literally hate to argue, especially if it's unnecessary or petty, I began to ignore things when I could sense that he was just trying to pick a fight. Usually when I do this, he will pout around the house or give me the silent treatment until I cave in and continually ask what's wrong. This is so annoying because the arguments are always so petty and he's almost always blaming me for something that he feels I did or didn't do. Most times I try and keep the peace and I just apologize, even though he's either making up lies or overreacting. But I'm really tired of apologizing for things I simply haven't done just to cater to his ego. Recently, I went home to visit my family, and although I am busier when I travel back home, I still try to make time for him so he doesn't feel left out. I made sure to call him and text him regularly, and somehow he still gave me the silent treatment when I got back because, according to him, I didn't show him enough attention. I was literally only away from him for 48 hours. I've asked him if this relationship is what he wants, and he says I'm the perfect woman for him. However, he doesn't treat me that way and finds reasons to be upset with me. Because of the constant arguing and blaming, I'm starting to lose interest in him, so I'm curious if I'm missing something. Should I give things more time to work themselves out, or am I just wasting time dating someone who seems to be committed to misunderstanding me?
Oh, girl, save yourself. Oh, this nigga gave me a headache.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And looking at him, he looks like the type. So, girl, just leave.
I would say just... go ahead, Rod.
leave. This nigga look like a whole pancake.
I honestly think...
This nigga built like an ottoman. Get the fuck
Jesus
out of here.
Christ.
I honestly think y'all are both nurses and y'all both play for the same team.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. We went there.
And I can see that too.
Listen,
Did I say something wrong?
You didn't say anything wrong.
This episode is about communication.
This nigga built like the shit Mario used to jump in. You remember when Mario used to go down in the tunnel? That's
when
he built like.
When you got too much in common with your girl, sometimes a nigga, y'all might like the same stuff. You know what I'm saying?
That's Ryan saying that, but all I'm saying is this nigga is a headache. Listen, it's like having a girlfriend. It seemed like you got a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's somebody that starts petty comments.
From this note, it seemed like
they start
you got
petty
a girlfriend.
Arguments. They smile like that in pictures.
Oh, yo,
it's crazy.
Listen, I will. I'll
smile shaming.
He's smile shaming. I'll say this. He sounds like one. You're too. Life is too short. You're too young for somebody who doesn't take the time to. I'm not saying arguments are bad. Arguments are actually good. They're supposed to be learning lessons. You know, this is the time that you guys kind of butt heads and figure out what one likes, what the other likes, and figure out how to come to that equal ground. If you guys aren't doing that, if you guys are constantly fighting, especially over the same thing over and over again, and it's not because of something that is able to be changed or fixed, if it's literally just a misunderstanding of one person and another, and he's not taking the time to figure it out, get up out of there. It's only gonna get worse.
Fact.
Mac Wiles only agrees that arguing is good. I think arguments are dumb and pointless and detrimental to your relationship. Discussions, because discussions
I'll say discussions.
Arguments are, yeah, like I don't, but no, and I'm not trying to be funny. I just hear that a lot and people, and I try and like ask for understanding. They'd be like, no, arguments. And I'm like, that don't do shit but teach you how to fight yourself.
I think there's a difference, right? I think there's a difference between just arguing to fight and an argument to get on level ground. Of course, any type of butting of heads, it can be a discussion. But I mean, it's, you know, if we're talking about even debates, it's this, a debate is an argument. You know, it's two right. separate.
But if you think about it, a debate has a winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. That means I was more right than you. Right. So in a debate, I brought up more right things than you brought up right things. So I win the debate. That don't work in a relationship. In a relationship, we got to have a discussion where you now see where I'm coming from. Arguments don't work like that. Arguments go, I'm trying to hurt you. 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 I'm trying to protect me. I'm trying to protect me. I'm trying to protect me. Then we go our separate ways and come back and act like nothing happened. I don't want that. And I love toxicity. I don't want that shit. I don't want it. Like, if you let me know you about to argue, so that way I don't get in the mindset of trying to have a discussion with you, and then I'm wasting points and wasting breath. If you're going to try and argue with me, I'm just going to tune you out. I'm not going to say anything. But if we're going to have a discussion, let me know that you're able to have a discussion with me, because there's going to be a difference in demeanor between the both of us, because I'm going to be listening to understand you and vice versa.
Discussion is a grown-up argument.
So if you want to argue, keep that away. Everybody know I live my raps. I love toxicity. But arguments, I don't have no time for, because me personally, I don't believe in saying hurtful things to the person I'm in a relationship with or like or anything. Like, I never want you to have that view of me as somebody that cut you with his words. Like,
I feel like,
and to me, I'm too good at words. So, like, if I do that, you never gonna forget that. You never gonna forget the way I made you feel with my words, how little I made you feel. And I don't want that.
I think this actually brings a circle on the whole conversation, because we talked about black men not cheating, but boys do. I think that flips on this situation where it's like, arguments are what children have, discussions are what adults do.
Bang. Bang. You know what Fly Rye is? He's a fucking podcaster.
Hey, Rico, I didn't see that alley-oop coming, but this nigga fucking threw that shit up like D-Wade and LeBron. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Wanted to bring it full circle. That's it.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I like that.
Guess boys what? Cheat.
Guys Next Door is fucking back. Facts. Pussies.
You heard?
Yeah, heard. We back.
Boys pussies. Cheat and argue, men discuss and reconcile.
Yo, Mac, that's the name of the episode. Men Discuss and Reconcile.
Same thing.
Ooh, we fucking back. You thought y'all wasn't gonna go another week.
We back, motherfucker. We back, yeah, bitches. We back.
E-bo-cito. Guys Next Door, gonna stick your head up your ass faster than a rap.
Check us out on Wednesdays with the Latino version of Guys Next Door.
We gotta get pain in the ass to do a drop for us. Facts.
Oh, you know, you know who could call that in. You know, I got a little, you know, connected with, you know. Yeah, I mean, we can do that. You know.
No. Get these people, let these people go home.
Yeah, listen, y'all. It's time to pack. Oh, wait, Che.
Oh,
Matt, you got 60 seconds?
60 seconds on the clock.
Yeah, 60 seconds on Chase Blination.
I want to get my own timer going, too.
Nope.
Timer.
What do you mean?
Nah, you got it.
Nigga said, you won.
Yeah, we got to make sure, because Chay be getting away with this shit. Fuck out of here, never again.
She be trying to just dip off.
She's like, all right, guys, see you later.
Yeah, when I run out of things to say, unless you want there to be dead air.
Chase Blination. Okay. Let's get to it.
Hold on.
Gotta get there.
1 minute. I just need 60 seconds. Are you ready? One.
I am.
Are you ready, Chase?
Two.
And five, four, three, two. Chase Blain this episode.
Okay, so even though the men stick by their whole black men don't cheat,
it's a fact.
The subject was cheating. Whose fault is it? Is it the cheater's fault or the person getting cheated on? And while the blame can be kind of shifted in a percentage, like no one is 100% right in that situation. Problem being, people need to learn how to communicate. People need to learn how to be vulnerable. They need to learn to express when they're unhappy and what they're unhappy about instead of just immediately jumping to stepping out in their situation, which leads to just, you know, a lot of just miscommunication. And it's hard discussions that people don't want to have. And I think we all need to just start being adults about shit. The other thing being, if your boyfriend is going out his way to just argue with you for no fucking reason, please just leave for your sake, mm-hmm. for your sanity and ours. Just leave. There's no point in dragging that situation out any further.
That is a fact.
And yeah, don't drag us through your relationship.
Yeah, don't beat a dead horse. And that is.
There fun. We go. There hey. We go. Good job.
Way to kick off the year. Yeah, I love it here. Look at us. We're podcasters. Uh-huh. Make sure y'all support all of our sponsors, all of our lovely sponsors. Make sure y'all support it because it's for y'all. Honestly, it's for y'all, you know. What else? Am I forgetting anything? Listen, if y'all got a letter that y'all want read on air, then you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. You already know the drill. I'm not saying it again for a third time this episode. But make sure you subscribe, listen, comment, and rate. Anywhere you listen to Apple Podcasts or podcasts, Apple Podcasts is the only place you can comment. But yeah, make sure you subscribe, listen to rate, Guys Next Door everywhere. Make sure you follow us on social media, Guys Next Door Pod. And make sure y'all get the Hakeem and Kimmy Gibble up out your system and put some snaps on the Petro. Head over to Guys Next Door Pod. That is patreon.com/Guys Next Door Pod. Become a patron. Pick up your keys today. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the YouTube. We got some content coming over there really, really soon. As well as just, you know, episode bits from us. Am I forgetting anything? Check. Oh, the tour is happening. We are doing a 2021 tour. It's coming. It's going to be very safe. It's going to be very COVID friendly, but we will get back to seeing you guys. We know you guys feel a little robbed, because we only did New York and then COVID happened. So we're going to make up for that. Starting back in New York again, but y'all will be all right. y'all be all right. So if you are a mover and shaker, not just a fan, we love y'all, but if you are a mover and shaker in your city and you want to see the Guys Next Door in your city on this COVID friendly tour, make sure you hit up Dev or you send an email letting us know that's what you're hitting us up about. One more time, congratulations to Mac Wilds on them nuptials and the new Mrs. Wilds. Shout out to Ryan and being Covenant Essence. The yacht company is going well. So if you are in Tulum, make sure you reach out to Ryan and the squad. Get on one of them yachts. I'm still broke. I ain't doing shit. So that's neither here. You know, don't worry about me. You know, this is all I got left. This is all I got right here. So you know, I'll be right here.
This nigga up.
I'll be right here.
This nigga
here.
Has a golden do-rag on his head at this very moment.
This do-rag is literally nothing golden about
black.
It. So
that's gold.
Whatever that means.
Black.
This is navy blue. That's
black gold, you feel me?
I'm even pump faking with the black. This is navy blue.
Jesus Christ.
But yes, I think if I'm forgetting anything else, it will be in the show description on when the podcast releases. Listen, we love y'all. And we will see y'all asses on Thursday for the Nosy Neighbors episode. Peace. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.